Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Really, no new updates on the injuries from yesterday. Jermon Bushrod, as I told you yesterday, left the game with a concussion, and Will Sutton with a bicep injury. So both still being evaluated. We'll update you Wednesday.
There's a national report today that expects Alshon Jeffrey back Sunday.
Like all those reports you guys get, I've got no news really report on that. I have no way of knowing, so I'm not sure how they do.
John, how do you evaluate the team on a weekly basis? I know you said that the evaluation process is ongoing, but as you look at it now, and the 3 weeks in, where do you think you are? Are you about where you expect it to be, or is this a longer forward?
No, it's just like you try to predict even before the season. You know, it's hard to do. So you're right. We've had 3 opportunities in the regular season, and they haven't turned out like we expect. I think all 3 of them take on a different personality. I think every opponent takes on its own personality, how you match up as an individual football team versus your opponent. You know, obviously disappointed that we're 0-3 in those opportunities. I don't know that it's all been horrible. I know the result is horrible, but one hopefully that you know, we can grow and learn and get better for moving forward.
John, with 20 seconds left in the first half, you made a call to send 8 defenders back to the line there. Can you kind of walk through the philosophy of that in that circumstance?
Well, I think, you know, it might have been a play early. You know, I think we're probably our own worst critics. You know, I think Vic would probably tell you the same thing. I think as it turned out, we executed it well, and we were able to accomplish what the goal was. You know, at that point, they were in field goal range, and we were able to make that happen.
When you say play early, just because of the time or because they still had the timeouts
up? Oh, I think it was just more of the time remaining. I think it was at 13 seconds, so you might have said 20. I can't remember. But, you know, they were able to punch it inside the 5. I think it was maybe the 4 or the 3. But, you know, Alan Ball made a couple good plays to get us out of that. And, you know, really at the end of that, we were pretty pleased to hold them to a field goal.
John, back to what you were talking about, the first 3 games and coming through there was something to learn from. Mm-hmm. Is there an element to that from playing 3 teams that, you know, won at least 11 games a year ago? They're all playoff teams. I mean, some of the best teams in the NFC for a program that's just starting out.
You know, I think, again, there's no consolation, as I mentioned before. You know, I think you go into every one of these things with expectations to win. You know, obviously, we haven't done that in all 3 of those opportunities. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, those teams have beat some pretty good teams along the way, and they are good football teams. But, you know, this league's about winning, and no matter who you line up against. And so we're still in that process. We haven't won our first game yet, and we're doing everything in our power to get that accomplished.
We often look at numbers to evaluate the team. Sometimes they're skewed, sometimes they're not, and how good the team is or how well they're doing. As a manager of people, what do you look to that you've seen so far that kind of indicates to you that the team is headed in the right direction or the direction you want them headed?
Well, you know, again, it's a tough game played by tough people. It's a competitive game. You know, I think, you know, there's been parts of those games that I think we've been competitive in. You know, we just haven't done it for the long haul yet, all 60 minutes. You know, I'd remind people that 1.5 of those 3 games we were without our starting quarterback. It's not an excuse. It's just a reality. You know, we've missed some integral parts that hopefully at some point we get back when that is. I don't put time frames on it. But the good news is we've got to look at some other people and some other guys, see how they react in those situations. And, you know, hopefully we're learning some stuff that'll help us moving forward.
Along those lines, John, would you consider starting David Bales at quarterback on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I would consider starting anybody on a 53-man roster. That's why they're here. You know, I think, you know, obviously we want to pick the best 11. Whatever we deem that to be, and we won't know that till, you know, we check the injury report Wednesday.
Since you started working with Bales, John, the couple months you've known him and worked with him, what do you like about Bales?
Well, to be really honest with you, I really haven't got a chance to work with him much. I mean, he had a shoulder issue in the offseason that we've gotten well. He had a bit of a setback with an illness that he missed some time. So I was impressed with him when we threw him in the fourth preseason game against Cleveland. And, you know, I've been impressed with how he went about, you know, preparing himself. He's been on and off the 53 here in just 3 weeks. So obviously think well enough of him to bring him up to 53 both times. That's what I kind of know.
After looking at the film, do you think Clausen played well enough to warrant another start?
Well, I'd say I didn't think our whole football team played well enough, obviously, to win the football game. There were some bright spots. You guys don't see them. I think, you know, on a pass-fail system, you know, nobody's totally pleased. But I think I don't think it came down to one guy that game.
John, special teams, again, reared its head. Is there an explanation maybe in terms of younger guys playing special teams and not familiar with?
Well, I think, you know, really we've got young guys, whether they're young or not, because it's all new. You know, our special teams, offense and defense, are all new systems to, you know, these football players. And it's not an excuse. You know, that group we played special teams-wise has been together for a minute and probably have, you know, a few more veteran guys on there. But, you know, our guys are working hard. I mean, there were some pluses in that game. You know, I thought our punt protection was pretty good. We did partially block two punts. You know, so it wasn't all bad. I know it's got to be some kind of a record to go back-to-back games with kickoff returns for touchdowns. I'm not really proud of that. But, you know, hopefully, you know, guys that are, you know, on those teams, on that coverage team, are looking and learning as we speak, and hopefully we can get that fixed.
And I'm watching the tape. What were your impressions of the pass rush?
Well, I mean, everybody measures pass rush. Or I shouldn't say everybody. Some people. You know, with sacks, I don't know that that's always the great evaluation. But I thought all in all our pass defense was a little bit improved. I think there's some things to work on or work off of that, you know, we had a couple tighter coverages where, you know, Russell had to pull the ball down. That buys time for your rush. And, you know, I thought all in all we did a good job of, you know, corralling the guy in the rush. We didn't have people running, you know, 8 yards by him. We pushed the pocket up inside. You know, I thought Jarvis Jenkins had a couple good examples of that. So, you know, like everything, you just try to keep improving every week. And, you know, I saw a bit of improvement in that area. Same thing with the red area and same thing with third down. You know, I'm talking about defensively. So it wasn't all negative. Just, you know, it's a lot of work for nothing.
John, when you look back at Lockett's return touchdown, were some of those mistakes similar to the ones you saw the 2 weeks previous?
Yeah, I mean, you know, kickoff return is an offensive play. You know, if you've ever seen a run play diagram, they have little lines, all right, and they represent blocks. When they're all blocked, they're all touchdowns. You know, so that's true on offense, and kickoff return is an offensive play. So, you know, it's no different than playing any kind of defense. You got to get off blocks. If they block everybody, it's usually not good.
John, you mentioned third down. You guys were perfect in the first half on third down, including three of them in short yardage. What encouraged you about the effort there early on third down?
Yeah, I think we executed better. You know, this game's about taking what you learn and see and practice and converting it, you know, to the pressure of a live game. And I think, you know, that was an area of our football team that I think did show improvement.
John, you talked about how parts of games have been consistent so far. I think they've been more so in the first half, obviously. Mm-hmm. Granted, you also said you've been through half of it without your starting quarterback. But is there anything you can put your finger on as to why maybe coming out of the tunnel there seems to be a step back or lack of competitiveness where it wasn't in the first 30 minutes?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, tab it as such, lack of competitiveness. I think, you know, it's a matter of, you know, they make adjustments, we make adjustments. You know, whether it's been different phases, you know, it's, you know, to start the game 2 weeks ago, you know, it was, you know, our kickoff coverage. To start the second half. This week it was kickoff coverage. I think defensively this past week it was pretty good defense in the first half. We got shut out in the first half just like we got shut out in the second half offensively. So I don't know that it's been anything real measurable other than, in this game you got to win two out of the three phases, and we haven't done that in any of our three games thus far. That's really the plain and simple truth of it. But, and against, what I would call three pretty decent teams.
What has the Ratliff done for you guys the last couple of weeks being in meetings, and is there a feel for whether he's healthy enough to return now that he's eligible?
I think, we'll have a better feel of that come Wednesday. He still has, all day today, all day tomorrow. And we'll evaluate him Wednesday, see what he's capable of doing. And, if he's healthy, he'll be out there.
John, what went into the decision to deactivate Willie Young?
I think special teams. We went with, it's really a lot of linebackers, outside linebackers, to have all of them up. So there's some shared roles. I don't want to go into too much detail as far as base downs, third down, special teams. Fourth down is important. It's that all can change week to week, just like it's changed up till now.
You guys got a fourth and one, John, in third quarter, about 4 minutes left. You were close to midfield.
I think it was like 3:33 to be exact.
I think the Seahawks were up maybe 20 at that point. Mm-hmm. Did you think about going for it at all?
Yeah, but after I saw the third and one, I wasn't too encouraged.
Were there situations, John, last week within the game plan where you would want to try going deep downfield in the passing game, or between their defensive backfield, your wide receiver situation, did that kind of scale those thoughts back?
Well, I thought, like I said, we were our own worst critics. Was it a conservative game plan? I'd say probably fair assessment. Could we have opened it up a little bit? That's probably fair. Whether the results been a lot different, I'm not sure. I think one of the pluses there is, they feed off of turnovers, and we didn't turn it over. I think it's our first game this year that we did not turn it over offensively. So, we need to generate more than 0 points to win games. There's no doubt. For the most part of our plan. Hopefully we could have kept third down a little more manageable and converted more. I think that was a struggle. That wasn't part of the plan, to not convert on third down. I think our guys kind of look at it, see what we did and how our plan was, and I'd say it worked better in the first half than the second half, but 6-0 is still enough to win by.
John, did the league say anything about that punt that went off the leg of a blocking Seattle?
Yeah, it was kind of an odd bounce, to say the least. I'm not sure what they thought, but the communication that I got was it didn't appear to be enough to reverse the call.
Thanks.
Pat O'Donnell hurt yesterday?
I'm sorry?
Pat O'Donnell, was he hurt yesterday?
Not to my knowledge. Depends on what you call hurt.
There's a report out there that he's the national guy's not.
Like I said, we'll give you the official report Wednesday.
Right.